Hey guys, my name is Crystal Kenny, and I'm in love with creating. All things artistic and imagination involved. I'm an American girl who chased her creative dreams all the way to Paris, France, making a living using photography. This podcast takes you inside the stories of all the artsy folks I've met along the way and gives you that extra push to discover your creative gifts. The desire to create is deeply inside each and every one of us, and I give you the tools and inspiration to find a new way of living a more creative life. This is La Vie Creative, the podcast. My guest today is an American living in Paris. She is the founder and creator of the all-organic Yummylicious facial serums. She is a licensed esthetician with a background in business who has been practicing skincare for over 30 years now. Now, we know France is famous for their skincare, but Christina has created something very special. Please welcome to the show, Christina Soleil. So welcome to the show, Christina. I'm so excited to have you on today. And I've been using your products for quite some time. You know, I'm a big fan of your facials, your organic creams, and what you do is science. It's creation. So I'm really excited to share your creation with the world today. Can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself and your journey?
Thank you, Crystal, for having me. Well, I am an esthetician. I do skincare, and I've been at it for 30 years, since I was 12 years old, actually. My mom started this regimen at 12, and that's where, you know, kind of started. And anyways, I've been at it for a while. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I started doing skincare there. Met my husband, and the deal was I would have to come to Paris. So now I've been here for 20 years. I have always been into, you know, organic skincare and holistic healing. That has been the way for me. From oxygen facials that's pure and fresh to the cells, to lymphatic drainage treatments to alleviate pain and swelling, and, you know, and just to do things naturally. And that has truly been my passion. And that's what led me to do the Yummylicious serums, the product we have. So that's how it started.
That's crazy. So you said since the age of 12, your mother was like, take care of your skin. This is why your skin looks so amazing, by the way.
She's been great. She, you know, with a big smile, she bought me presents, and the presents were soap, lotion, and moisturizer.
Wow. So she's into the skincare too. You were meant to be.
Yes, she is. She is.
And you talk a lot about like organic and nature, and obviously all your products, like we joke, like you could even eat some of them or a lot of them because they're made from organic things.
But please don't drink them. But yes, that's how organic and pure they are. Yeah.
Obviously, you're creating these serums from nature. Do you feel that nature and creativity are very much connected?
For me, they are. Yes.
Yeah. How do you choose what you're going to use?
Well, it depends. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, I'll tell you just how I got started here. You know, I got started on custom making serum just a couple years ago. Now here I've been doing facials and skincare for so long. And it's because of, you know, family members, neighbors, friends, clients coming to me with complaints, right, about not being able to use store-bought products and having bad reactions to just different products, even haute couture, expensive products.
Yeah.
And then also, though, to some pharmacy products in the pharmacy, the products here in France are pretty good. So
yeah,
it was just, and we have a lot of natural products. So I was just puzzled by that. But personally, you know, I was never interested in having my own line because there are so many good products out there. I've always been interested in just doing hands-on natural treatments to help people with their skin and have them feel good and look good through my treatments. That said, though, when I was approached time and time again, I thought, you know, wait, here are these cases with people who have, you know, flaky, dry skin, to people who have red patches on their skin or acne and scars and or ultra, ultra sensitive skin, and they're suffering. That is that was bothering me. I mean, naturally, it was just getting to me all the time because I was hearing about it more and more in these recent years. And they were just living with it and suffering from it. I thought there's got to be something that works for them. This is not possible. There's got to be something that I can do to help them. So I started thinking, all right, so we have all these great products. We have all these great products out here that they say they're natural, they're this, they're that. Then how come these people are having reactions and rashes and they can't wear makeup and they can't wear moisturizers and they're, you know, what did people do 500 years ago? Mm-hmm. Then as I started thinking, I'm like, well, we didn't have all these chemical-based products then that would be irritating the skin or even causing cancer. I wanted to go back to basics, and I wanted to help their skin with plant extracts and essential oils. That's what was really important to me. So I thought, these ingredients, I want ingredients that are going to be the highest of quality. So I would wait until I would receive them, and they come from all different parts of the planet. So mm-hmm. sometimes it takes a long time for me to make something because I'm waiting for this one ingredient to come, but I want it to be the best and I want it to be completely and totally natural. So even that most sensitive skin can easily apply it and feel good, not to mention then look better, but number one, to feel good and not suffer. So that's actually what, you know, got me to get more creative. And I started custom making these serums to help the most sensitive skin types.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what you've put together. Cause like you said, France has a lot of great products and it just wasn't working for everybody. So I think creativity, a big part of that is all about discovering, you know, what your gift to the world can be. And it sounds like you've found it, you know, like you've found a way to help others that just were not finding what they needed, and you created it. And out of that, I'm curious, what does creativity mean to you? How would you define that?
So that's a good question. I think it should be my middle name. creativity to me is being able to imagine something or envision it and bring it to life. I do consider myself a creative person because I just find that that's just the way my brain works. Most oftentimes express myself through creativity. And in fact, not so much through words, but more through my expressions, my hand gestures, and actions, creating an image of something, and always with imagination, I want to say. And everyone, I have to tell you this, everyone thinks I'm Italian, and I'm not. I'm using my hands to explain where my thoughts and ideas are coming from. It's oftentimes with passion, because I'm a passionate person. And if I'm passionate about something, then I'm constantly using my hands and gestures to convey the message. So yeah, that's you know what creativity means to me.
Yeah, and definitely there's many ways to express it. Like you said, we can use our hands, we can use words, we can create a magical serum. You know, like there's so many ways to create, and it's very human. That's what I think a lot of people need to realize, is it's natural to create. If we're not creating, we're not living. And I'm curious, how did France change your work or inspire your work differently?
Well, you know, Paris, France, there is so much art and creativity in this country already. I feel one can truly express themselves here in this land. For me, it's been through skincare. I want people to be happy in their skin. I want people to be able to feel good about themselves. And Paris brings that out in us. I think people get to become alive and creative and daring here. Somehow we become liberated when we're here in Paris, or maybe France for that matter, but I'm in Paris, and that's where I feel like somehow I feel like I can almost do anything. And there's a sense of freedom and expression here. I think that so many people, you get so much creativity coming from this city. I think there's just this essence and there's this vibe about Paris.
Yeah. It allows you to reinvent yourself and like provides a stable place to do what you want in a way and not be judged as much.
Yeah, exactly.
And for those people who are looking to create something new or discover their creative gifts, what advice would you give to them?
I would say follow your heart. And if you find something that sparks within you that is healthy for your mind, your body, your soul, or that it can bring happiness to you and to others, then just keep at it, you know, until the ideas start flourishing. Because I think that's what happened to me. And that's what I think happens when you just don't give up. And then bring those ideas to life. That's what turned this serum into a multivitamin for the skin. It all started because I wanted to help this one person with a skin issue. She had eczema and not even the mildest skin cream or lotion or serum could help her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it became my mission to help resolve her problem. And then someone else had a problem with psoriasis and then with rosacea. And by when I say someone, these are like dozens and dozens of people. And then this is just how it, you know, I had to become more creative because I wanted to do things naturally and organically and cater to that sensitive skin. So, you know, then I thought, you know, if I can create something that could take care of all these issues in one serum, including dehydration, lack of collagen, sun damage, fine lines, I could go on, then I got to do it. And I was loving it. I was loving it. And it was a passion for me to be able to help others. And I think that's the core of it. And, you know, if you can do something for someone and you feel better about yourself, you're helping someone else feel better about themselves. I mean, I just feel like I'm inspired that way. Mm-hmm. And my message would be to go for it, whatever it is your dream is out there, and just do it.
Yeah, whatever is like keeping you up at night, those little whispers we always talk about, you have to follow that. And it can be detrimental if you do not. I think our body responds if we don't do what it's telling us to do.
I think there is, when something is meant to be and there's the time and the stars are aligned and it's just that time to go for it and do it, then do it. If that's what your heart is wanting you to do and you're doing it wholeheartedly, and if it can only help, whether it's yourself and others and all, then why not?
And that kind of ties in well to my next question. Do you believe that creativity needs to be shared, or do you believe that sometimes it can just be something for yourself?
Well, I think it can be something for yourself, but I think you can also share it.
Yeah, it can go both ways. And how do you keep your creativity evolving and changing?
I need to be doing different activities. I need to be doing a different fun activity. Sometimes a change of scenery will get my ideas flowing. I can then think outside the box. I like to venture out to a new cafe when I'm in Paris, or I could be elsewhere. But since I live in Paris, that's usually what I do. I venture out. I hop on a bus I'm not familiar with and go destination nowhere, you know? And
then I like that.
I just hop off and it's like, okay, I don't know where I am, but you know what? I like that cafe or I like that park. I'm just going to go park myself there, and because it feels good and I need to be there right now. And I'll do that with a metro. I'll just all of a sudden go into a metro, not familiar with the line because it won't be my line, but I purposely do that. And then I'll just come out not familiar with my surroundings. And it's like, you know what? This is what you needed. And I just start, you know, I find a cafe, and next thing you know, I'm having my cafe creme, and I'm just, the ideas are flowing, and I'm just the happiest I can be.
So it's best to get out of your comfort zone, basically. Yeah. Just go for something you're unknown that gets the brain going.
For me, it's like that. I'm spontaneous too. I think that's part of who I am. So I like to be spontaneous and, you know, add a little spice to my life.
Yeah, of course.
So that's one way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's good to get out of your comfort zone. And what are some resources that have helped you along the way?
Resources. Well, I want to say researching. In all the years on the effect of these different natural ingredients for me on and how I've seen it work on the skin, and the quality of ingredients have just, I've been amazed by the quality of ingredients. Finding new ingredients and their variety and origin and how it affects the skin, I think that's experimenting on myself and getting feedback from others. And by others, I mean people who have used the haute couture products or who have extremely sensitive skin and who have like used the serum and have found comfort. And so the feedback is extremely important to me. I take it very, very seriously.
Yeah. So it's just as important to connect with others as it is to be with yourself in a way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Get feedback. I think a lot of people, when they create something, they just want to hide away and like maybe not share because they're embarrassed or they're not sure. But I feel like you're saying just the opposite, to get feedback, to share, you know, try it out, you know, because
Yeah. In my opinion, I like to share. I like to be able to get feedback. And as people feel comfortable telling me, you know, what it is, the issue that they're having with their skin. And for some people, that's very personal. You know, they don't like to elaborate too much. You know, there have been, you know, times in gatherings where, you know, they wouldn't say anything, but they would pull me inside and say, you know what, I feel comfortable talking to you. This is what's going on. What do you think? And so, you know, whether my, you know, one of the serums that I have has addressed that or not, then it just starts becoming interesting to me that, okay, you know what, if you still need help with this, let's help you. Let's get to the other side of this problem you're having. And that also is very inspiring to me. So yeah, absolutely. I like to share what I have, what I know, what I'm using. And if it could be helpful to them, then great.
Yeah, I think that's so important, is being open. And it's so sweet that people can confide in you and such, you know, difficult things, because it's our face, you know, we care about what people are seeing.
As estheticians, I think I can speak for most estheticians, I think we're secretly psychologists too.
For sure, yes. Yeah. People are sharing intimate details.
Absolutely. And it always just stays right there. And it's, So they share with me and I share back with them, you know, whatever it is that I can help, you know, to make them feel better.
And what's been your biggest obstacle in your creative journey?
The biggest obstacle, I want to say, lack of perseverance. That would be one of my weaknesses. Yes. I have a whole lot of weaknesses, but that one comes out.
So it's been hard to keep with it. Sometimes you just feel exhausted and you kind of want to give up.
Well, you know, I never want to give up on something I'm passionate about. So I've never felt this way about skincare, nor have I felt this way about this new project, the Yummylicious Serums. I haven't, because there's so much energy and there's so much love and I'm so passionate about it. That's one thing I have not, I don't find that I have lacked perseverance in. But as a whole, I think, you know, across the board, I need that push to persevere.
And what are some things that you do to fight that obstacle?
It's a lot of self-suggesting, you know, trying to push myself. I find that oftentimes if I feel like I'm kind of in a rut or stuck or I can't get going, then I need to find myself going on a walk into nature or, you know, having a moment where I can do a little meditating, have a little just concentration and just kind of gather my thoughts and start fresh. And something that I found, you know, we all of us have bad days. Most of the time, I want to say I have good days. I tend to see things, you know, with a glass of, what do they say? See the glass half full rather
half open. Yeah, half full, exactly.
But you know, you're still going to have a bad day, no matter how positive you can be or want to be. And I have found that sometimes, no matter what, however bad the day becomes and continues to be, that I just need to just start that day all over again. So I go, and I have done this like time and time again, and it works. I go and I pick a new outfit. I go and I take a shower again and I start my day all over again.
Oh, I love that. just restart.
I restart. I do. I'm like, you know what? I'm done with that day. That was not a good day. I'm done. And I restart the day. And then it's like, if I was negative or something negative happened, I just put that in the past and I start my day over again. And that has worked for me, and different people I've shared that with, they're like, this works. So that would be my little advice that I
love that idea. And what's the best advice that you've been given?
The best advice that I've been given has been to have faith, don't give up. And when I was starting this project with the serums, actually, the thing that I kept hearing was, you got this. This is so good. You've got this. Do not give up. And that just kept resonating in my head over and over. So I just saw it as a sign that I can't give up and that I need to just follow through with this. And so I have.
Yeah, it's obviously worked out great for you because your products have done very well and they're working. They're working for people who couldn't maybe find a solution. Yeah. And I'm curious, how would you compare French cosmetics to American cosmetics? What's some of the differences?
That's a good question. I think that on a whole, French products, for the most part, I have found to work better. I think as a whole, when you compare all together, you have fresher products here, and that not just skincare products. I mean, just wholesome like food products. Even they're fresher, they're better, less preservatives. I mean, when I think about organic products, my own, you can't find you in my serums. You don't have preservatives or stabilizers. I don't have that in there. You can, like you said earlier, you can drink the product. You really can. I wouldn't advise it. Don't drink the serum. But that's how pure it is. And that's how good it is. And I think that, that also applies to the products on the most part in France. I think we have better organic, just better products, I think. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think it's just fresher.
Yeah, I completely agree that they put less weird stuff in there. I'm always surprised when my friends, I come home to America to visit family, and they're like, can you pick up this, this, and this? It doesn't exist in France. And I'm like, that's because it might give you cancer. Like, there's a reason it doesn't exist.
Yeah, we don't think about it, right? We really don't. But just more and more, so many products that are out there really are just so bad for us. And that's why so many people are getting cancer, because whether we're ingesting it or we're putting it on our skin that's chemical based, or on our scalp, shampoos, conditioners, I mean, masks, I love all that stuff. But now I have to think twice. I look at the ingredients. Okay, what's going on and seeping right into my skin? We just have to be more careful.
Yeah, I completely agree. And what are you most excited about for your future work?
I hope that, I hope that I can do better and better in this. I've gotten a lot of, positive feedback in the last couple of years. And it's been, and I just try to better the product. And so people are happier. And for me, I think that even though, I don't claim it, people have come to me and they've told me the different things that it's the serum has helped them with. So whether it's been, a cold sore on their lip or dry nasal they've had, or people who have had scarring because of acne, or they had to have a biopsy and they had sutures, and they come back and told me, I started using the serum and it has healed up so quickly. And I think another thing that, again, I won't claim this, but it has helped so many people with chemotherapy who have experienced, chemotherapy. It's so drying to the skin, and it has really helped their skin a great deal because, again, it's all pure. It's all organic. There are no preservatives or stabilizers in the product. And it just lathers on like a multivitamin that you would take. It just has all that in your, in the serum, along with collagen and just all just good, wholesome ingredients that we all need.
I'm a huge fan. I love your products. Keeps my skin happy. And I'm all about the organic sense of it too. I think that's a great thing you've created, and I hope you can continue to do it. Obviously you will, because you love it. And where can listeners connect with you online?
Well, they can go to the website, yummylicious, yummy with a Y, yummylicious-serums.com. I'm on Amazon as well. The products are there, but if they wanted to connect with me, they can go to yummylicious-serums.com.
That is perfect. Thanks so much, Christina. I'll be seeing you soon for my next facial. I can't wait for all this to be over so we can see each other.
Yes, yes. And, you know, our heart goes out to everyone, and rooting for everyone to just hang in there a little bit longer, and our prayers to people who have been suffering. And anyway, our prayers go out to them.
I think that's a great note to end on, and see you next time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to La Vie Creative. You can find more information on missparisphoto.com. And if you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share and spread the word for all my creative guests. We have the power to help them to keep doing what they love. See you next time.